After careful consideration, Maine Senator Susan Collins says she will oppose the confirmation of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Collins' vote on Pruitt's being closely watched by environmental groups and others who see it as a litmus test for how far the moderate Republicans willing to go to defend landmark environmental legislation. Susan Sharon has more.
Collins says she met at length with Pruitt and reviewed testimony from his confirmation hearing. She enjoyed meeting him, she says, and describes him as a bright, accomplished attorney with considerable knowledge about environmental laws. If he were nominated for another position in the federal government, Collins says she might support him. But when it comes to the role and mission of the EPA, Collins says she has considerable doubts about whether Pruitt's vision for the agency is consistent with its mission to protect human health and the environment.
To put as the head of EPA an individual who has sued the agency 14 times on vital regulations that are really important to the people of Maine and that help protect the quality of our air just led me to the conclusion that I could not support Mr. Pruitt.
Not only has Pruitt repeatedly sued and criticized the EPA, but according to a letter to Congress from nearly 450 former EPA employees, he issued more than 50 press releases celebrating lawsuits to overturn EPA standards to limit mercury emissions from power plants, reduce smog and haze, clean up the Chesapeake Bay, and control greenhouse gases. Pruitt's record, they wrote, raises serious questions about whose interests he has served to date and whether he agrees with long-standing tenets of U.S. environmental law. Collins joins independent Maine Senator Angus King in her opposition to Pruitt as EPA administrator. In announcing his decision last month, King said there's no record that he can find of Pruitt being affirmative and strong in enforcing environmental laws as attorney general.
I just can't in good conscience, as somebody who's taken seriously environmental protection all my life, approve the appointment of someone who is so manifestly opposed to the mission of the agency.
During his confirmation hearing, Pruitt was grilled over a series of letters he sent to federal agencies on state stationery that were critical of the economic effects of environmental rules and drafted almost word for word by energy lobbyists. He's also been criticized as a climate change denier and as someone who would like to see a limited role for the EPA. For her part, Collins says she also does not agree with every regulatory action that EPA has taken.
I've found them to be at times very difficult to work with on issues like biomass that are important to our state. But there's no doubt in my mind that EPA plays a vital role in protecting our environment, our natural resources, and our public health.
In recent weeks, opposition to Pruitt's nomination has been the focus of television ads and public demonstrations, like this one held outside Collins' Portland, Maine office last month.
No Pruitt! No Pruitt! No Pruitt!
At the time, Glenn Brand of the Sierra Club said he was hopeful that Collins would vote against the nominee and in favor of Mainers' strong interests in protecting the environment.
But we're going to be here a lot because there's going to be opportunities for her to stand up for Maine repeatedly and show her true independence.
Both King and Collins' offices have been inundated with calls and letters about many cabinet picks. Collins says one of the letters that stood out for her was one from the group Friends of Acadia. In it, the group of 5,000 members urged the rejection of Pruitt and support for limits on greenhouse gas emissions as a way to reduce the effects of climate change on Acadia National Park. Stephanie Clement is the group's conservation director. She says some of those effects include changing predator-prey relationships because of warming temperatures and increased storm events.
Also just that Acadia is receiving 4.75 inches more rain than 100 years ago and that ice out happens much earlier than 100 years ago.
Collins says changes in the Gulf of Maine, one of the fastest warming bodies of water in the world, are cause for alarm. And she says it's one of the reasons she's voted to uphold the EPA rule governing mercury and air toxic standards from coal-fired power plants, along with the Clean Power Plan to limit carbon pollution.
The reason that we need a national role to be played by EPA is that you can't just have a state-by-state approach to environmental regulation.
A vote to confirm Pruitt is expected later this week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.